The Book of Jeremiah, Chapter 18. The word which came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and look, he was making a work on the wheels. And when the vessel that he made of the clay was marred in the hand of the potter, he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I do with you as this potter? Says Yahweh. Look, as the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I will speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up and to break down and to destroy it. If that nation, concerning which I have spoken, turns from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do to them. And at what instant I will speak concerning a nation, and concerning a kingdom, to build and to plant it. If they do that which is evil in my sight, that they do not obey my voice, then I will repent of the good, with which I said I would benefit them. Now therefore, speak to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says Yahweh, Look, I frame evil against you, and devise a device against you. Return now every one from his evil way, and amend your ways and your doings. But they say, It is in vain, for we will walk after our own devices, and we will do every one after the stubbornness of his evil heart. Therefore thus says Yahweh, Ask now among the nations who has heard such things. The virgin of Israel has done a very horrible thing. Will the snow of Lebanon fail from the rock of Shaddai? Or will the cold waters that flow down from far away be dried up? For my people have forgotten me, they have burned incense to false gods. And they made them stumble in their ways in the ancient paths, to walk in bypaths in a way not cast up, to make their land an astonishment and a perpetual hissing. Everyone who passes by it will be astonished and shake his head. I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will see them with the back, and not the face, in the day of their calamity. Then they said, Come, and let us devise devices against Jeremiah. For the law will not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come, and let us strike him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Give heed to me, O Yahweh, and listen to the voice of those who contend with me. Will evil be recompensed for good? For they have dug a pit for my soul. Remember how I stood before you to speak good for them, to turn away your wrath from them. Therefore deliver up their sons to the famine and give them over to the power of the sword. And let their wives become childless and widows, and let their men be slain of death, and their young men struck of the sword in battle. Let a cry be heard from their houses, when you will bring a troop suddenly on them. For they have dug a pit to take me, and hid snares for my feet. Yet, Yahweh, you know all their counsel against me to slay me. Don't forgive their iniquity, neither blot out their sin from your sight. But let them be overthrown before you. Deal with them in the time of your anger.